Cundiff marks off his steps. It's a 29-yard field goal attempt to give them the lead. And the snap is back, and the ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good! 3 seconds left, and the Browns lead by two.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura back with you here, CBD, joined by my man Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And there it is. Don't forget, you can join us tomorrow at PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard, where we will be hosting a Cleveland Browns tailgate. The event begins at 1 p.m. and scheduled to appear throughout the day, in addition to our live broadcast of CBD, our John Greco, Barkevious Mingo, and Browns mascot Chumps. So that will be a lot of fun. Hope to see you guys out there. We'll be doing a live broadcast from PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. That is manana. All right, it's time now to bring in our three-time Super Bowl champion, Gerard Cherry, for three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champ. Gerard, yesterday, we'll just start with it. Your takeaways from the performance from the Browns, the Dog Pound, everybody that led to that win.
I saw our team, Nathan and Matt, take another step, and a step obviously in the right direction. When you have a situation unfold where when we normally see these situations, we say to ourselves, will they overcome? What's going to go wrong? What's going to go awry? And that did not take place this time around. The Browns stepped up as a team collectively, and Brian Hoyer made notice to the rest of the NFL that he is not a game manager. He is a legitimate NFL quarterback because he did what top-tier quarterbacks do, and that is lead their team down the football field when everything is on their arms and their shoulders.
Awesome, Gerard. I agree with you completely. And talk to me a little bit about, again, we've had multiple callers, and Nathan and I go on and on about this guy so far, but Carlos Dansby's role on this defense and just the impact that he makes in these first two football games.
Oh, it's huge, because you have in Carlos, Matt, a guy who's been there and done that, and he won't allow this team, more importantly, just to rest on the idea we've got one win and we beat a team that we're not supposed to beat. And with Carlos there, he's just establishing the idea of let's have a sense of swagger about us. I know we got the dog, but we also got one in that locker room, and Carlos as well as Dante. So it's immeasurable what he means to this football team right now. But more importantly, he's backing it up with plays. Last week, an interception. This week, a sack that changed the course of the game and the narrative in that the Saints were moving. But that totally threw everything off. So you have to be happy with the addition of Carlos, because he's definitely not that old Browns player that used to be brought here via free agency that was here simply just to collect checks.
And that's exactly right. You have a leader, a playmaker, making plays. And this team, I think, Gerard, we've been talking about this all day, has an identity for the first time where it is clearly this is a team that is going to use its offensive line and its talented running backs to run the football at you, control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, set up play action, and then play good defense at you. It finally feels like a plan was in place from day one. That's why they drafted Joel Bitonio over, say, a wide receiver to establish that identity. And now the Browns just kind of have to stick to that plan because they seem to be having success with it.
Oh, they certainly are, and they're doing something only several teams are doing in the NFL, and that is utilizing the run game to beat you up. And you think of Seattle, it's worked obviously well for them in that they won a Super Bowl. Not so well yesterday, but that's a whole other story. We're going to concentrate on the Browns. But, yeah, they're going contrarian to what the rest of the league is doing. The rest of the league wants to be finesse, pass the football, yeah, play some sound defense. But I love what we're doing. We're hitting you in the mouth and saying, okay, we're going to be balanced with the run and the pass, and we're going to give you a hard time on defense as well, because we're going to bring some guys that are capable of making a play when they get to the quarterback. And, yes, our secondary can man you up as well, too. So, yeah, you love what the Browns are doing, and this was by design, because coming into this season, we were saying that. This team will be aggressive and physical.
And we're here again with Gerard Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. Gerard, the one thing that I gotta love is Brian Hoyer, being a Cleveland guy and what it means to this fan base, the way he gets knocked down and gets smacked, he gets up again. He is he fully epitomizes what a Cleveland Brown is. How do you think this fan base is really taking to him throughout that whole quarterback controversy?
Well, it was split, and you saw yesterday that there's still obviously Johnny supporters out there who want to see Manziel get on the football field, but Brian Hoyer is the fabric of Northeast Ohio. He represents that. LeBron said it. In an NEO, it's not given. You earn it. And if you look at Brian Hoyer's career, Lord knows he's earned it. You don't get moved around being a backup quarterback and not have earned it. Those positions aren't given to you. So that sense of not going to quit, going to go out there and give it his all, be a professional, do what's necessary and what it takes to win a football game. All that's within Brian Hoyer. He has that. And now that he has, I believe, confidence behind his game and knowing that he can do it this year, what he did last season, I'm excited, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this young man can do for this football team.
On the defensive side, young man Justin Gilbert struggled week one. I thought bounced back with a much better week number two. What did you see from him out there, and did you see him clean up some of those technique issues you were looking at?
Yeah, definitely a better performance, and the Saints did not pick on him because I just had a sense of feeling that he would be the guy in which they went after. But, heck, when you put Jimmy Graham out there, I don't care who it is, he's going to have his way for the most part. But, yeah, Justin definitely back, bounced back, had a better game. There's still some things that he needs to improve on, obviously, Mason, but, yeah, it wasn't a repeat of the first week. And he just has to stick with it and understand that teams are going to try him. But more importantly, stick to what got you to the NFL, man. That is relying on your technique and staying in tune to the game and not losing focus and concentration.
In terms of Jimmy Graham, we've talked about this a lot, that play at the end of the first half where they left Joe Hayden out on him one-on-one. As soon as I saw it, I said, they're throwing a fade to Jimmy Graham. And that's what they did for a touchdown. Is there, in that situation, I don't think there's anybody who could cover him one-on-one because it doesn't matter if he's covered or not. Would you, if you had to do that over again, would you maybe kind of give him that the gunner coverage like it was a punt, just throw two guys on him and say, Breeze, listen, you're going to have to go somewhere else? Because we've seen that done to him and Calvin and Gronk.
Yeah, matter of fact, I do that at the line of scrimmage. Put two guys right there.
Yeah, that's what I mean, exactly.
Yeah, you can't touch him. You can't touch him past 5 yards. That's the problem right there, Nathan, in that Jimmy Graham, as you know, is 6'7". Joe Hayden is 5'10 and 5'11 at his best.
Yep.
And that's with cleats on. There's no way he's going to win the jumping contest because Jimmy Graham is a former basketball player. So I know people want to go in on Joe Hayden and say he's lost his step because he's gotten paid, but it's not the case. That was Jimmy Graham. He is the best right now in the National Football League at the tight end position. And, heck, you can argue at the wide receiver position, even though it didn't quite work out for his that position in which he tried to prove that he was a wide receiver. But you get my point, and that Joe couldn't do anything about that. It was a perfectly thrown ball against a bigger, taller, stronger receiver.
No question about it. Jimmy Graham, tough matchup for anybody. I thought ultimately this team, though, with a very, very strong performance and showed a lot of resolve. What does the way that this team has bounced back now 2 weeks in a row? Because as you mentioned, there was that middle point where I'm sure a lot of fans in the stadium were like, here we go again.
Yep.
This is going to get away from us. That this team has bounced back and shown resolve in the second half. What does that say to you about the way that they are buying in to what Mike Pettine is selling in the locker room?
It tells me that they're all ears, and not only that, they're listening, but they're absorbing it. Nathan is not going in one ear and out the other, and that's the key part for a head coach. Do I have these guys' hearts? Do I have their minds? Are they convicted enough to go out there and lay it on the line for me? And that's the hard part, man. When you know you're going to get paid and you're getting beat up, you can go out there and say, I quit. And that's what the Browns have done in the past, the recent past, but it is so refreshing to see these guys give up a lead and fight back. I mean, that was the most encouraging thing for me more than anything, is that they fought to the end and pulled out a victory. Now they know they can do it. Now build upon it.
Build upon it is right. Gerard, thanks for the time. As always, always a lot more fun for these conversations after a Browns win. Certainly
right.
One that good there. Actually, I'll go one more with you. What did you think of the new look of First Energy Stadium, the energy, the excitement of the dog pound in there? It felt to me like a bigger home field advantage, and I don't know if it's the way the sound comes in now that they've closed off some of those corners, but it seemed louder and more raucous to me than at any time I can remember in recent memory.
Right, yeah, recent memory for sure. And the key part about it was that you had a fan base invested, you had a sound system that worked along with that, and you actually had an advantage. I don't know why we can't develop the mindset of this is our 12th man. When you come here,
yep,
you're not gonna win. It's gonna be a hard fought victory for us to achieve. But yeah, man, you felt that, you sensed that, and Drew Brees was affected by that.
Yep. And that's the whole key. You wanted anything you can do to help this team ultimately get wins, and I think the dog pound give themselves a little bit of a self-high-five, as it were, a little pat on the back.
They deserve it.
They deserve it, and they were a part of it, and that's what you want. This is all about the city of Cleveland. The Browns are the football team, the dog pound, the fans, and everybody coming together for one common goal. Gerard, appreciate it. Great stuff last night on Overtime. There's an encore airing of that tonight, 11:30 on Sports Time Ohio. Gerard was with Michael Regei, and then I was doing some player interviews there, breaking down the Saints win. Gerard, thanks so much, bro.
Take care, guys.
All right, you got it. Matt and I will be back to wrap things up here on, A victory Monday, an exciting Monday here.
An amazing Monday.
It is. It's great. It feels good. And the great thing about the NFL is, though, just like you can't dwell on a loss too long, you don't dwell on the win too long. Work to be done against the Ravens on Sunday. But for today, for Monday, certainly we will savor this. I bet it might trickle into Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday as well here. We'll be back. Final segment of CBD. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Sat down, I was falling in love.